Hey, TJ, how's it going?
How you doing?
So, did you eat your Wheeze this morning or something? Did you feel different out there? You look different out there.
I had a good night of rest. I slept great last night.
Yeah?
I slept great. You know, we got out of meeting at 9:45. I went to the bed at 10 o'clock. I probably slept about a good 8 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, I envisioned and dreamed of this whole game, mm-hmm. making plays, and everything came so true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful and very blessed mm-hmm. that, you know, that had this opportunity to go out there and play this game and be able to help my team get a victory.
Yeah, you seem to have an extra step today, filling gaps and, you know, right there, hitting ball carries in the backfield, everything else. I mean, was it, you know, they talk about you're a sophomore, so is the game starting to slow down?
Yes, that's another thing, you know. The first few games, I was thinking too much, that's to say.
Uh-huh.
But as the season continued, I thought I'm getting better, I'm getting comfortable, mm-hmm. and I'm really testing my instincts,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, my reaction, everything is a lot better. So I'm no more thinking, no more at all. I'm just out there playing.
Yeah.
It's how to make plays to help the team.
Yeah, a lot of players have talked before how it starts to feel like high school again. It starts to feel like you just play, you know, that you're not thinking, you're not reading. Is it feeling like that
yes.
for you now?
It's getting there, yes. You know, today, after I trust my reads and instinct, going and filling gaps and making plays out of the sideline, you know, it was great.
Yeah. Okay, talk about the whole defense as a whole. You know, this is easily your guys' best game so far.
We're a good group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of key plays throughout the season. Honest, you know, we're not a bad group.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like Ernest and the Jazz will do, as a senior class, do a good job of leading us, you know, bringing energy and leading us and talking to us before the game and getting everybody going.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the preparation was very key. You know,
week
2 weeks with the bye week was very good. Come out here and be fresh. And we play a lot of guys.
Yeah.
So everyone can stay fresh.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fumble. The forced fumble. Did you see the ball? Did you have a punch on it? Did you just put your helmet on it? What was that like?
You know, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Last night I dreamed of making that play.
Really?
I dreamed of making that play. So as I was pursuing to the ball, I had hit the running back. And I just went in there and I took it.
Uh-huh.
And I turned my body over as I was ripping it.
Uh-huh.
And Viangelo picked the ball up and ran the score.
Yeah.
And it was tremendous. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Yeah, what's that like? I mean, this is a long journey for you. All the way from Pennsylvania to here, your red shirt, you're learning. Now you're in the starting lineup. You're learning on the fly to make that play, to beat number 24. What's that like for you?
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blessing. You know, I weathered the storm. My first few years of Wingo as quarterly playing how I wanted.
Yeah.
But now I'm reaping the benefits of all the hard work and all the things I put in. You know, in this football, you know, watching film, weight room, running, just doing a lot of things, eating different.
Yeah.
You know, I really believe in, you know, weathering the storm, you're going to get what you put in.
Sure. I appreciate it. Good game.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, TJ.